You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports Now with Kent Sterling. It's Friday, June 4th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Wolfie's at Geist. Wonderful food, wonderful drinks. The beer garden is going to be open tonight. It's an absolutely beautiful day. Get out, have a couple of beers, drink responsibly, and be human beings to each other. Treat each other well, would you? Hey, hit subscribe, hit like, ring the bell. Let's talk about sports on this utterly gorgeous Friday. I want to talk about the Indianapolis Colts and the nine guys who are going to make a difference for this team, either positively or negatively for the Colts. The ninth most important player, the guy who can snatch victory out of the jaws of defeat or the opposite, is Rigoberto Sanchez, the punter for the Colts. Rigoberto has a faculty for pinning opponents back inside their five-yard line. That's not just him, but it's that coverage unit too. George Odom, absolutely spectacular in that role. But if you can flip the field and you can take midfield and turn it into inside their own five as they begin to drive, you give your defense a hell of a shot at keeping that offense from scoring points. And if you do that enough, you're going to win football games. If you win enough possessions because of special teams, you got a really good chance to win games that would otherwise hang in the balance. And that is the kind of team that the Colts are going to be. The Colts aren't going to be the 85 Bears or the 2000 Ravens or an utterly dominant football team. They're going to have to win games the old-fashioned way, all right, with special teams, with making one more play than their opponent. And that's where Rigoberto Sanchez comes into play. Rigoberto Sanchez, one of the best in the business at doing what he does. The eighth most important point of differentiation for these Colts, Michael Pittman Jr. Michael Pittman, last year, 40 catches for around 500 yards. He's going to have to double those numbers, plain and simple. He's going to have to come down with 80 passes from Carson Wentz, and he's going to have to amass 1,000-plus yards for this receiving core to be as dynamic as they need to be. When Pro Football Focus and others describe the receiving core for the Indianapolis Colts, what do they say? Capable, right? Well, we know what capable means. Capable means you're not worried about it. They just are who they are. They're not bad. They're not good. They were ranked by Pro Football Focus as the 24th best unit in the NFL. This is a group that needs somebody to stand out, somebody like an A.J. Brown, right? And Michael Pittman Jr. is the guy who can do that for the Colts. Again, got to double his numbers. Only one touchdown last year. Got to improve on that. Got to be a guy who comes down with the ball, run him to the corner, have him go high point the ball and figure out how to come down with it, get his 2 feet in, and score touchdowns. I think that Michael Pittman Jr. can do that a bunch this year. You know, when you talk about receivers and you talk about them being capable, you know what they're saying. They're saying that the quarterback was capable and not dynamic, and that's Phillip Rivers. Phillip Rivers, not dynamic, but not a guy who's going to beat you either, not a guy who's going to make a lot of mistakes. However, he's not a guy who's going to win you a bunch of games just through his, again, I'm going to use this word, dynamism, all right? Michael Pittman Jr. is going to benefit greatly from Carson Wentz being the quarterback of this team. And you can bet we're going to be talking about Carson Wentz in a few moments. The number six, or number seven, most important point of differentiation is Kwity Paye. Kwity Paye has got to put pressure on opposing quarterbacks, because if he doesn't, who is going to? You need an edge rush guy who can win one-on-one battles and turn the clock inside a quarterback's head forward a little bit, make it move a little bit too fast, make that quarterback uncomfortable. This is where turnovers come from. That's why an edge rush guy, a dynamic edge rush guy, is really, really important, and that's why the Colts took Kwity Paye 21st overall in the 2021 draft. Kwity Paye has a lot of weight on his shoulders this rookie season. We're going to see if he's up to the challenge. He has, who's it going to be if not him? Kamoko Touré, Ben Banigou, Al-Qadeen Muhammad, maybe. Maybe Al-Qadeen Muhammad is a guy who can get to the quarterback, but somewhere, somehow, Tyquan Lewis, the Colts are going to have to figure out how to generate sacks and then generate bad decisions by quarterbacks. Kwity Paye is at the head of that list of guys. We'll see about Hurricane Dio. I don't know at what point he's going to be able to play, but he could be a difference maker as well. Number six is Jonathan Taylor. Over the last six games last year, not including the playoff game, he wasn't bad in the playoff game, but over the last six games of the regular season, 119 carries, 741 yards, prorated over a 17-game regular season, that is 337 carries and 2,100 yards. That's too many carries, and that's too many yards for one guy. You want Jonathan Taylor to be a guy who plays beyond his rookie contract. And if that's going to happen, you can't run him 337 yards. And that's why it's really important for Jonathan Taylor, and frankly, Jonathan Taylor's agent, that Marlon Mack is healthy for a significant portion of the 2021 season. If Marlon Mack and Jonathan Taylor are a two-headed monster, the Colts' running game has a chance to be really, really, really good. Jonathan Taylor is terrific after first contact. Marlon Mack is terrific at avoiding first contact. And then you've got Nyheim Hines as a gadget guy. You've got Jordan Wilkins as somebody who can come in, give a little bit of a breather to the other guys, and bust one every now and again. This running game has got to be good, because the passing game, you look at it and you try to figure out how that is going to generate offense by itself, and it's kind of hard to get there from here. Jonathan Taylor, really, really important, but they've got to make sure that his carry level is more like it was. I think it was about 223 yards or 223 carries this past year. You can't get it into the 337 range, or you really run a risk of shortening this very, very special football player's career. Although it'd be nice to see him carry 337 times for 2,100 yards. That'd be a lot of fun. I think Colts fans would enjoy it. But they would enjoy it for a brief amount of time, because this hit in the late 1970s, and Jonathan Taylor is not Walter Payton. The number five most important point of differentiation player for the Colts is Julian Blackmon. Julian Blackmon has got to cause problems for opposing offenses. He has got to, when Kwity Paye puts pressure on opposing quarterbacks, Julian Blackmon has to read the eyes of the quarterback, go to where the ball is being delivered, and go get that ball. You have got to create turnovers. And again, if not Julian Blackmon, who is going to be able to do that for the Indianapolis Colts? Kari Willis? Not so much. Rocky Sin? No. Xavier Rhodes? Maybe. A little bit. Carey? Maybe. A little bit. And I think that Isaiah Rogers could be a guy, a real dark horse. We talked about it this morning. As you look at starting cornerback candidates, I'm not sure. It wouldn't be real smart money to put that money on Isaiah Rogers. Number four, the fourth most important point of differentiation for the Colts, Rodrigo Blankenship. We saw what happened in the playoffs. All right, he missed a field goal attempt. The Colts lost by three. He makes that. It's a different game. If you're going to win by a narrow margin, right, and it's going to be one play this way or one play that way, a field goal many times is going to be the result of one of those plays, whether it's a turnover defensively or, you know what, the offense moves it to the 30 instead of getting stopped at midfield. Blankenship has got to be able to convert, or the Colts are going to lose some games. And I'm assuming that Blankenship gets the job. It might be Eddie Pinheiro, who last kicked for the Chicago Bears. Ex-Bears kickers, I'm not feeling good about it. I'm not feeling good about current Bears kickers, unless it's Robbie Gould or Mac Percival. We can go back to Mac Percival or Miro Roeder. I'll take Miro Roeder, right? Ex-Bears kickers for 1,000, Alex. Miro Roeder. All right. Blankenship has to get away from the doinks. He hit 32 of 37 field goal attempts last year. Four of those misses went off either a crossbar or the upright. Can't have that this year. I don't need the guy to make all of them, but he's got to make the biggies. The third most important point of differentiation is Eric Fisher. And here's why it's Eric Fisher, and he's got to be healthy week one. Because the chasm between him as a starting left tackle and his backup, Sam Tevi, is huge. Eric Fisher is a Pro Bowl guy. Sam Tevi is not. You need Eric Fisher. If this is going to be a really good offense, you're going to need a left tackle who can win battles one-on-one so you don't have to commit a tight end or a running back to helping, as you're going to have to do with Tevi. You won't have to do it with Fisher. Hopefully, that Achilles heals, rehabs, and boom, he's in week one. Because if he's not, things are going to be a little bit screwy early for the Colts. And that run of first five games for the Colts, really, really tough. And you got to have all hands on deck for that five if you're going to go even 2-3. I think from 2-3, there's a path to 11-6. From 1-4 or 0-5, no paths. No good paths. Bad paths at that point. Number two, the second most important guy on this roster is DeForest Buckner. That three technique is so important for this defense. They gave up a first-round pick, right? They signed him to a long extension. And last year, DeForest Buckner really paid off. He was terrific in that role last year. Now, you put him in there this year, and you surround him with guys who can get to the quarterback, and Grover Stewart takes another jump forward, and you got a defensive line that is going to have to be reckoned with by opposing offenses. Really, really important that DeForest Buckner stays on the field. And from a leadership position, it's important to have Buckner around, because DeForest Buckner is an A-plus human being. Great character, great leadership, a guy who's got his head on straight, as do so many Indianapolis Colts. We'll see about Buckner and what he can be for this team. And then the number one most important guy on this team, I mean, everybody knows this. There's no drama in naming this guy, and it's Carson Wentz. You know, Carson Wentz, number one, has to be an upgrade over Phillip Rivers. But number two, the level of upgrade he is over the backup quarterback, Jacob Eason, who plays behind him, it's incalculable. It's virtually infinite. We have never seen Jacob Eason take a live snap, because he's never taken a live snap as an NFL player. Last year, there was no preseason, and Eason was not active for any of the regular season or the postseason games. Never got in, never took a snap. They like the progress that he's made, but that doesn't mean that he's ready. If Carson Wentz goes down, that Jacob Eason is ready to lead this team. Maybe he is. He's got great arm talent. Really, really good arm. Not great feet. You know, he's not going to go get first downs with his feet, but he throws it in a tight window with velocity. He's really, really good at that. Is he good enough to, if Carson Wentz goes down for 3 weeks, is he good enough to get you two wins in those three games? I don't know. With that running game, maybe they can. But Carson Wentz, he needs to be the guy that didn't last year. You know, last year he threw 15 interceptions. He was sacked 50 times for the Eagles. And what a lot of people will tell you is it's because of the offensive line getting dinged up, the Eagles' O-line, and the receivers not worthy weapons. You know what? Those people better be right. Because if Eagles fans are right, and they look at Carson Wentz and they say it was Carson Wentz's fault, if it's Carson Wentz's fault, he's going to cost people jobs. If he can't play better than he played in 2020 for Frank Reich, and Chris Ballard gave up a 3 and a 1 for him, there's no way you keep your job through that. It sets a franchise back 5 years. You've lost a first-round draft pick. You're going to be up against a cap number that just sucks for you, around $25 million a year. Carson Wentz has got to be the Carson Wentz he was in 18 and 19. Not necessarily what he was in 17, but he's got to be the guy he was in 18 and 19, or people are going to get fired over it. And the Colts are not going to have the kind of season that they would otherwise have. Those are the top nine guys for this Indianapolis Colts team. The point of differentiation, the top 9 points of differentiation for this team looking ahead to 2021. I think that these guys are going to get it done. I think they're going to win 11 or 12 games, 11-6, 12-5, despite a really, really tough schedule. I like this team. I like the way they're constructed. I like the defense minus the cornerbacks. I like the offense and minus a couple of, I mean, receivers. Zach Pascal's good. They got a lot of good. They don't have much great at that spot. But when you pay offensive linemen the kind of jack that Chris Ballard's paying these offensive linemen, you're not going to have enough money to pay everybody top dollar. Have elite talent everywhere. It just doesn't happen. Hey, have a great weekend. If you're out here tonight, Wolfie's the guys, look for me. I'll buy you a beer. For goodness sake, I don't know when I'm coming or when I'm leaving, frankly. But hopefully it's early enough and late enough that I can, pop for a cocktail or a beer as you're here a little bit later on tonight. We'll talk to you Monday morning, Breakfast with Kent, bright and early, 8 o'clock on Facebook and on YouTube. And wherever you consume this, it'll post before 9 o'clock, and we record it about 8 and do it live at about 8. Can't wait to talk to you then. Beautiful day. Have a great weekend, would you?